Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible. Today is Sunday. It's April the 23rd. It's day number 113 in our journey through the Bible. And what a journey it is, my friend, to spend time with God each day through His Word, to let God spend a little time with us each day in His Word. Amazing. What a privilege it is. And you know what? It's these daily encounters that establish a habit of the soul that can bring about some real change in our life, in our attitudes, in our actions, in our whole outlook and approach to things. And, well, for that I'm so grateful. And to be able to do that with you is such a gift. Today we're going to do that as we look into the book of 1 Samuel chapter 27, Psalm 141, 1 Chronicles 9, and then we finish our reading in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 10. We're reading through the New Living Translation. Let's jump right in. 1 Samuel 27. David among the Philistines. But David kept thinking to himself, "Someday Saul's going to get me. The best thing I can do is escape to the Philistines. Then Saul will stop hunting for me in Israelite territory and I'll finally be safe." So David took his 600 men and went over and joined Achish, son of Maach, the king of Gath. David and his men and their families settled there with Achish in Gath. David brought his two wives along with him, Ahinoam from Jezreel and Abigail, Nabal's widow from Carmel. Word soon reached Saul that David had fled to Gath, so he stopped hunting for him. One day David said to Achish, "If it is all right with you, we would rather live in one of the country towns instead of here in the royal city." So Achish gave him the town of Ziklag, which still belongs to the kings of Judah to this day, and they lived there among the Philistines for a year and 4 months. David and his men spent their time raiding the Gershites and the Gerzites and the Amalekites, people who had lived near Shur toward the land of Egypt since ancient times. David did not leave one person alive in the villages he attacked. He took the sheep, goats, cattle, donkeys, camels, and clothing before returning home to see King Achish. "Where did you make your raid today?" Achish would ask, and David would reply, "Against the south of Judah, the Jerahmeelites and the Kenites." No one was left alive to come to Gath to tell where he had really been. This happened again and again while he was living among the Philistines. Achish believed David and thought to himself, "By now the people of Israel must hate him bitterly. Now he will have to stay here and serve me forever." Psalm 141, a psalm of David. O Lord, I am calling to you. Please hurry. Listen when I cry to you for help. Accept my prayers as incense offered to you and my upraised hands as an evening offering. Take control of what I say, Lord, and guard my lips. Don't let me drift toward evil or take part in acts of wickedness. Don't let me share in the delicacies of those who do wrong. Let the godly strike me. It will be a kindness. If they correct me, it is soothing medicine. Don't let me refuse it. But I pray constantly against the wicked and their deeds. When their leaders are thrown down from a cliff, the wicked will listen to my words and find them true. Like rocks brought up by a plow, the bones of the wicked will lie scattered without burial. I look to you for help, O Sovereign Lord. You are my refuge. Don't let them kill me. Keep me from the traps they have set for me, from the snares of those who do wrong. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, but let me escape. 1 Chronicles chapter 9. So all Israel was listed in the genealogical records in the book of the kings of Israel. The people of Judah were exiled to Babylon because they were unfaithful to the Lord. The first of their exiles to return to their property in the former towns were priests, Levites, temple servants, and other Israelites. Some of the people from the tribe of Judah, Benjamin, Ephraim, and Manasseh came and settled in Jerusalem. One family that returned was that of Uthiah, son of Ammihud, son of Omri, son of Imri, son of Bani, a descendant of Perez, son of Judah. Others returned from the Sholonite clan, including Asaiah, the oldest, and his sons. From the Zerite clan, Jeul returned with his relatives. In all, 690 families from the tribe of Judah returned. From the tribe of Benjamin came Salu, son of Meshulam, son of Hadoviah, son of Hasuniah, Ibniah, son of Jeroam, Elah, son of Uzi, son of Mikri and Meshulam, son of Shephatiah, son of Reuel, son of Abinajah. These men were all leaders of clans, and they were listed in their genealogical records. In all, 956 families from the tribe of Benjamin returned. Among the priests who returned were Jedaiah, Jehoiarib, Jachin, Azariah, son of Hilkiah, son of Meshulam, son of Zadok, son of Merioth, son of Hattub. Azariah was the chief officer of the house of God. Other returning priests were Adaiah, son of Jehoram, son of Pashur, son of Milkijah, and Messiah, son of Adiel, son of Jerahaz, son of Meshulam, son of Meshulamith, son of Emer. In all, 1,760 priests returned. They were heads of clans and very able men. They were responsible for ministering at the house of God. The Levites who returned were Shemaiah, son of Hashub, son of Azrikam, son of Hashabiah, a descendant of Merari, Bakhakar, Haresh, Galal, Mataniah, son of Micah, son of Zikri, son of Asaph, Obadiah, son of Shemaiah, son of Gala, son of Jaduthun, and Berechiah, son of Asa, son of Elkanah, who lived in the area of Netophah. The gatekeepers who returned were Shulam, Akub, Talmon, Ahiman, and their relatives. Shalom was the chief gatekeeper. Prior to this time, they were responsible for the king's gate at the east side. These men served as gatekeepers for the camps of the Levites. Shalom was the son of Kor, a descendant of Abasaph, from the clan of Korah. He and his relatives, the Korites, were responsible for guarding the entrance to the sanctuary, just as their ancestors had guarded the tabernacle in the camp of the Lord. Phinehas, son of Eleazar, had been in charge of the gatekeepers in earlier times, and the Lord had been with him. And later Zechariah, son of Meshulamiah, was responsible for guarding the entrance to the tabernacle. In all, there were 212 gatekeepers in those days, and they were listed according to the genealogies in their villages. David and Samuel, the seer, had appointed their ancestors because they were reliable men. These gatekeepers and their descendants, by their divisions, were responsible for guarding the entrance of the house of the Lord when the house was a tent. The gatekeepers were stationed on all four sides, east, west, north, and south. Their relatives in the villages came regularly to share their duties for seven-day periods. The four chief gatekeepers, all Levites, were trusted officials, for they were responsible for the rooms and treasuries at the house of God. They would spend the night around the house of God, since it was their duty to guard it, and to open the gates every morning. Some of the gatekeepers were assigned to care for the various articles used to worship. They checked them in and out to avoid any loss. Others were responsible for the furnishings, the items in the sanctuary, and the supplies, such as choice flour, wine, olive oil, frankincense, and spices. But it was the priests who blended the spices. Mattathiah, a Levite, the oldest son of Shulam, the Korahite, was entrusted with baking the bread used in the offerings, and some members of the clan of Kohath were in charge of preparing the bread to be set on the table each Sabbath day. The musicians, all prominent Levites, lived at the temple. They were exempt from other responsibilities since they were on duty at all hours. All these men lived in Jerusalem. They were the heads of Levite families and were listed as prominent leaders in their genealogical records. Jael, the father of Gibeon, lived in the town of Gibeon. His wife's name was Makkah, and his oldest son was named Abdon. Jael's other sons were Zur, Kish, Baal, Ner, Nadab, Gedor, Ahio, Zechariah, and Mikloth. Mikloth was the father of Shemim. All these families lived near each other in Jerusalem. Ner was the father of Kish. Kish was the father of Saul. Saul was the father of Jonathan, Milkishua, Abinadab, Eshbaal. Jonathan was the father of Meribbaal. Meribbaal was the father of Micah. The sons of Micah were Pithon, Melech, Teriah, and Ahaz. Ahaz was the father of Jadah. Jadah was the father of Alameth, Asmaveth, and Zimri. Zimri was the father of Mosa. Mosa was the father of Benaiah. Benaiah's son was Raphaiah. Raphaiah's son was Eliasa. Eliasa's son was Azel. Azel had six sons, whose names were Azrikam, Bakaru, Ishmael, Shariah, Obadiah, and Hanan. These were the sons of Azel. Matthew chapter 10. Jesus sends out 12 apostles. Jesus called his 12 disciples together and gave them authority to cast out evil spirits and to heal every kind of disease and illness. Here are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, also called Peter. Then Andrew, Peter's brother. James, the son of Zebedee. John, James's brother. Philip, Bartholomew. Thomas, Matthew, the tax collector. James, son of Alphaeus. Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot. Judas Iscariot, who later betrayed him. Jesus sent out the 12 apostles with these instructions. Don't go to the Gentiles or the Samaritans, but only to the people of Israel, God's lost sheep. Go and announce to them that the kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cure those with leprosy, and cast out demons. Give as freely as you have received. Don't take any money in your money belts, no gold, silver, or even copper coins. Don't carry a traveler's bag with a change of clothes and sandals or even a walking stick. Don't hesitate to accept hospitality because those who work deserve to be fed. Whenever you enter a city or village, search for a worthy person and stay in his home until you leave town. When you enter the home, give it your blessing. If it turns out to be a worthy home, let your blessing stand. If it is not, take back the blessing. If any household or town refuses to welcome you or listen to your message, shake its dust from your feet as you leave. I tell you the truth, the wicked cities of Sodom and Gomorrah will be better off than such a town on Judgment Day. Look, I am sending you out as sheep among wolves, so be as shrewd as snakes and harmless as doves, but be aware, for you will be handed over to the courts and will be flogged with whips in the synagogues. You will stand trial before governors and kings because you are my followers. But this will be your opportunity to tell the rulers and other unbelievers about me. When you are arrested, don't worry about how to respond or what to say. God will give you the right words at the right time. For it is not you who will be speaking. It will be the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. A brother will betray his brother to death. A father will betray his own child, and children will rebel against their parents and cause them to be killed. And all nations will hate you because you are my followers. But everyone who endures to the end will be saved. When you are persecuted in one town, flee to the next. I tell you the truth, the Son of Man will return before you have reached all the towns of Israel. Students are not greater than their teacher, and slaves are not greater than their master. Students are to be like their teacher, and slaves are to be like their master. And since I, the master of the household, have been called the prince of demons, the members of my household will be called even worse names. But don't be afraid of those who threaten you, for the time is coming when everything that is covered will be revealed, and all that is secret will be made known to all. What I tell you now in the darkness, shout abroad when daylight comes. What I whisper in your ear, shout from the housetops for all to hear. Don't be afraid of those who want to kill your body. They cannot touch your soul. Fear only God who can destroy both soul and body in hell. What is the price of 2 sparrows? 1 copper coin? But not a single sparrow can fall to the ground without your Father knowing it. And the very hairs on your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are more valuable to God than a whole flock of sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me publicly here on earth, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But everyone who denies me here on earth, I will also deny before my Father in heaven. Don't imagine that I came to bring peace to the earth. I came not to bring peace, but a sword. I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Your enemies will be right in your own household. If you love your father or mother more than you love me, you are not worthy of being mine. Or if you love your son or daughter more than me, you are not worthy of being mine. If you refuse to take up your cross and follow me, you are not worthy of being mine. If you cling to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for me, you will find it. Anyone who receives you receives me, and anyone who receives me receives the Father who sent me. If you receive a prophet as one who speaks for God, you will be given the same reward as a prophet. And if you receive righteous people because of their righteousness, you will be given a reward like theirs. And if you give even a cup of cold water to one of the least of my followers, you will surely be rewarded. May God add his blessing to this, the reading of his word. Amen. Jesus is sending them out two by two. He's sending them out with his credentials. They're going out as his disciples, and they're going out with his authority and his message. And they're also going out with his compassion. See, that's what Jesus wants from us as his disciples. He wants us to go out with his credentials and his compassion. And when we do that, we begin to experience his kingdom. His kingdom life becomes alive to us, and we begin to see him in a clearer light. We begin to experience his compassion in our own life in a new way. Well, friends, we can go out with his credentials and we can go out with his compassion. And when we do that, we shouldn't be surprised if people misunderstand and we experience persecution. Well, that's what Jesus experienced. That's what he did, and that's what came his way. And you know, that's going to be the same for us too. But Jesus is sending us out into this world just like he sent these guys out two by two with his credentials. We're going out in the spirit of Christ, with the presence of Christ himself, Christ in you. He's made you his own. You're his apprentice. You're his follower and disciple. And he's sending you out with his compassion. He wants you to see all the broken people the way he sees them. He wants you to recognize that he's come for sinners. He's come for the broken. He's come for people like you and me. So let's go out into this world today. That's the prayer of my own heart today, is that I'll move forward with the credentials and the compassion of Jesus and experience his kingdom, even today. That's a prayer that I have for my own soul, for my family, for my wife, my daughters, my son. That's a prayer I have for you. May it be so. Well, dailyradiobible.com, that's where we hang our hat out here in the interwebs, and it is always such a cool thing to hear from you, no doubt about that. So next time you got a moment, take it and let a brother know. It'll bless you, and it will no doubt bless me. Hey, have you signed up for our newsletter yet? You can do that right from the app or on the webpage. We send these email newsletters out twice a month max. But you'll find it real encouraging. We've got stories of folks like you who are experiencing God's word in their life in new ways, and I'm sure it'll encourage you. Does me. Hey, and have you shared the app with a friend yet? If you haven't, let me encourage you to do that. We've made that real easy. All you have to do is click on the Share the App button on the app itself. And have you liked our Facebook page yet? That too is real easy. Just got to go on over to Facebook. Or you can do that right from our app, I believe. But just click on there, like the page, and then you can share our daily posts with the folks in your world. You know, I'm convinced that there are people out there that are hungry for the Word of God and are looking for folks like us, for community to come alongside them and encourage them each day in the Word. That's what this thing's all about. So how about sharing the app, like our page, have a good old-fashioned conversation with somebody. Well, hey, my friends, we've done it again. We have spent another day in the Bible, and I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I fully intend to be here. Until that time, let's go forward in God's joy. Let's let his joy be our strength. And let's remember this, that we are loved. No doubt about it. All right, I'll talk to you again tomorrow. You guys take care.